Welcome to Bite Size Dental Marketing. In this episode, we talk to Dr. Leonard Tao, also known as the Reviews Doctor. In his career, Dr. Tao figured out that reviews are one of the most important things when it comes to new patient acquisition and managing the online reputation of your practice. We talk about why reviews are so important, what you need to be doing to get more of them, and how it's going to impact the success of your business. Enjoy. The Reviews Doctor, that not just anybody gets that name in the industry. I want to know your story. What inspired you? I know you're also a dentist. I know you have your fingers in multiple pies and you have a foot in this industry. But tell us a little bit about you and how you got into this.
So I was an entrepreneur as a kid. I started a baseball card business when I was 13 years old. I was making about $60,000 a year, and that was in the late 80s, early 90s. Sold the business, but I've always been an entrepreneur at heart. I actually wanted to be a lawyer, and I always tell people this. I went to college in New Orleans at Tulane, and I'm in my apartment. I'm watching TV, and the headline news comes up with a stat that says by the year 2020, there'll be 200% more lawyers than there are right now. And at that moment, I decided I'm not going to be a lawyer. Okay. So, and I called my dad and I said, I'm going to go into dentistry, you know, and he was a dentist himself. And he was like, well, that's great. The plan was to go into practice with him. Unfortunately, due to some medical issues, my dad had to sell his practice, that was earmarked for me. And I, ended up by chances, I ended up in the Philadelphia area, due to meeting a female and getting married, and then staying in the Philadelphia area. So in 2007, I bought a dental practice. I bought the building. I bought the practice, obviously. I kept the team. I gutted the building. I redid everything about the practice. So if you went in, you wouldn't even know it was the same office. Very, very different look to it. And I started to market my practice. And I always say I was very much in debt. I was about $1.8 million in debt at that point. And I needed to really attract patients to my practice. I was paying about $18,000 a month in loans. To the companies that obviously helped me start the business. And I started marketing my practice by using a lot of the gurus out there. So I used resources like Dental Town. Facebook really wasn't a thing back then, but Dental Town and magazines to kind of pick those companies to help me learn to market or help market my practice. And honestly, they didn't do a very good job. And I ended up deciding to learn on my own, which I did. And I tried lots of things. I spent lots of money. I threw darts at a lot of things, hoping it would hit. And some of them did really well, one of them being online reviews. And when doctors had 2, 3, 5 reviews, I had 25 and 30 reviews. And I heard from patients, and the patients told me that I found you online and I'm coming in because you had more reviews than anybody else. And something just kind of triggered me and said, that's interesting to hear. And years went on, and again, this is about 2010, and I was asked to start speaking at dental events around Philadelphia, really. And I spoke at a local event, and some dentist asked me to help them market because I was very successful at it. And I'm like, I'm not into that. I'm a dentist. I'm still practicing. I still have loans to pay. I'm not starting another career. But after about 6 or 8 months, I had about 10 or 12 people ask me, and I said, you know what? This may be something different. So I created a consulting company to help other dentists market their practice called iSocial Dental Consulting. And I didn't love the consulting model. I didn't love, you know, consistently, you know, reaching out to these dentists to make sure they were doing what they were supposed to be doing because I couldn't do it for them. And I just didn't like that model. So I changed something up. And one of the things I decided was I was going to start a review platform, something to make it easy for dentists to get online reviews. And because it was not easy to do. And I helped create a software, which we called iSocial Reviews. I ended up having about 180 dentists using my software. And then fortunately for me, BirdEye, the company that I currently work for, bought my company from me in 2014. So I sold my company. We had about 180 dentists combined. Then we had about 220 at the time. That was in September of 2014. So this September, I'll be at BirdEye for 11 years. I run their dental division for them. I work with about 11,000 dentists over the years. Obviously, very, very big in the reputation space. But it's interesting because reviews have really become even more important than they were back then. And you know, I always like to say we are a reputation society. Every single thing we do in our society revolves around reputation. You go to the movies, you look at reviews. You go to a restaurant, you may go to Yelp. You go to Amazon, you buy something. You're not buying a one-star product. You're buying a five-star product. So reviews really affect us in more ways than one. And I was very, as I said, I tried lots of things. I did. I did radio advertising, and I was spending $30,000 a year and didn't get a single patient from it. I mean, I tried lots of things as a dentist to see what would stick and what wouldn't. And the reviews stuck and stuck well. And I picked the right thing to go into as a career. And here we are, you know, I'm 51 years old. I retired from dentistry clinically in 2022. So I have not been clinical for just over 2 years now. I speak all over the country on online reviews. I have dentists from all over the country reach out to me via email and Facebook and text asking me for advice on how to deal with this. And it's become like my thing. And, you know, I remember coming home one day back in 2012 and telling my wife, hey, I'm going to start a review company. And she was like, yeah, have at it. You know, little did I know that, you know, many years later, my entire career would be different now. So I don't have my hands in anybody's mouths anymore, but I'm still very, very connected to the dental industry.
You've been in this industry for a while now, with where you spoke about from as early as 2010 with the reviews and stuff. Google was a very different place back then. So can you share a bit with us just this journey of the actual impact and those things from when you saw it?
That's a great question. I mean, things have changed dramatically. So one of the big things that was happening back then was Google was partnered with other companies, and those companies could help get reviews on to Google for you. So there was a company called Demandforce. They're now owned by Henry Schein. They, when you got reviews on Demandforce, those reviews showed up on Google. And you had offices with 1,000 reviews or more. And then in 2016 or 2017, it was Google said, we're not using third-party reviews anymore on Google. Yelp reviews, Demandforce reviews, all these other companies, all of a sudden, all those reviews were literally dropped from Google. And dentists went from having thousands of reviews to having like no reviews because they weren't doing it any other way. Me, I had already had gotten a tremendous number of reviews. So I had a couple of 100 reviews at that time. And that's really what allowed patients to find me online. And that's why they came in. So that's a big difference as back then to where we are now. You know, Google only shows Google reviews. Okay. Back then, when when you searched for a dentist in and around your area, so dentist in your zip code, dentist in your town, a map would come up. Back then, it was A through G. There were 7 dentists on page one, okay? So visibility was a lot easier. Well, a few years, probably 5 years ago, they eliminated 4 of those offices. And now there's 3 offices on there, and you can pay for it to be the 4th because you can do an AdWord on the listings. So the real estate has become really prime. And if you're not one of those 3 practices, you don't rank, you're not visible. And if you're below that 3 spot, people have to click on more places to be able to see you. And it's only like 5 to 7% that actually do that. So if you're not in that 3 pack, we call it you're invisible. And that's what I teach. It's visibility and credibility. So the goal has to be that if you're not on that pack in those 3 spots, you're invisible. And if you're invisible, people aren't finding you. So that was a big change, okay? And back then, I still remember I was looking back at an old book I had given out, a workbook that I had given out back then. And I looked back and I had written in there that, you know, Google collects and shows or sites show, there's 105 sites that can collect and publish reviews for practices or for businesses, 100 plus sites. You had CitySearch, you had Angie's List, you had, I mean, Judy's Book, you had all of these directories that existed that were collecting reviews. And over the years, it's really become the survival of the fittest, because really all that matters right now is Google. Okay. If you're in California or a very large city, Yelp. Okay. And then maybe Facebook. And that's it. There's really no other directories or no other stuff you need reviews on. I mean, there's WebMD. Your dentists don't get patients to go to WebMD that has reviews, but it's really become, it's Google or it's nothing else.
What about next door to you, like those ones, or is it Facebook, Yelp? and Google.
In my opinion, it's Google. Okay. Google is by far, like, it's number one by a 100%. If you are in those, if you're in California, you're in Chicago, New York, Miami, Dallas, Seattle, those areas, Yelp may play a bigger role than in some other people. But if you're in a suburb in North Carolina, nobody Yelps there. So you're not going to, Yelp doesn't matter to those people. So Yelp to some extent. And then, you know, Facebook only has what they call recommendations now. They don't have reviews. So even to that extent, Facebook is not that important. So you need to make sure that if you don't dominate Google, you're still having issues with visibility online. The goal here moving forward should be, I have to get as visible and as I look, I have to look as good as possible on Google. If I don't, it's not going to help me. So in my opinion, you have to go all in on Google at this point.
I'm 100% on the same page with you there. I always say, I have this little saying I say to my dentist is, Google reviews are the bitcoins of dental marketing. That's my quote on that. And I say, it is the most valuable thing and it will compound over time and work for you as you continue to get more. And it's not just the reputation thing. It is, as you were mentioning a few times now, showing up, the visibility side of it. And I was doing a little bit of research the other day in preparation for this podcast, and I saw that of everyone, I asked ChatGPT pull surveys for me from 2023 to 2025 of any type of dental survey where patients said why they find dentists, how they find dentists, what's important to them. The single most important thing that came up with every single patient was the reputation of that dentist, meaning the Google reviews. And 50% of patients said they would not even consider a dentist with lower than a 4-star rating when they were searching in Google search. Have you had that same experience? Does the data agree with what you've seen?
So 100% I agree with you that it's so important. Patients, when I asked my patients how they found me, I would say it was over 50% said that they found me because of my online reviews. And yes, they may have said, I found you on your website or I found you, you know, your ad, but ultimately I asked, well, why did you come and see me? And they said it was because of the reviews that you had. And in particular, I was not a perfect dentist. I don't want a business to be perfect. If you have only 5 stars, it looks imperfect to me. It looks not genuine. I ended my career with over 2,000 reviews with a 4.7 star rating. And I was very content with that. Okay. I think you need to focus. I think the goal should be 4.6 to 4.9. That should be where you want to fall. I do agree that businesses with less than 4 stars, even if you're a referral practice, people, when they look you up, are not going to want to come in if they see a 3 in front of it, 3.9. So I think you need to get definitely over 4 stars. Anything less, you're in trouble. And a lot of times you may be busy and not knowing that you're actually losing patients because of your reputation online. You have to put your best foot forward. And unfortunately, you may be the best dentist in the world, but you're only as good as Google says you are. And if Google says you're not very good, then you're in trouble. So I agree wholeheartedly with those stats. I use stats all the time to project how important things are. But when you compare dentists to all other businesses, there's a survey that was done, and reputation mattered the most to which of these industries. And dentistry was second, just behind restaurants and cafes, which I thought was odd. But that was number 2 of all the industries out there, how important reputation was in choosing a business.
Exactly. And Len, I always say, I would speak to a dentist when we were in a meeting and I would say, if you're going to take the missus out to a nice restaurant for the anniversary, are you just going to close your eyes and do this and then dot down? No, because if you choose wrong, you're in trouble. So what are you going to do? You're going to hear what other people had to say, what other women had to say about the place, about anniversary. Okay. This place, this is the one that's perfect. If you want to go to a new barbershop, if you want to find a law firm, if you want, and then I'd say, so why do you think, and I would ask the dentist, so why do you think you are any different than how people think? And they would say, no, I guess we're not. Then I'm like, okay, then why do you have 60 reviews and you've been in practice for 5 years and you're complaining about this photo on the website that's wrong? But you're not focusing on the primary thing that people are going to use to actually find your business.
You're speaking what I've been praising to people for 12 years now. This is exactly what I talk about, is how important it is. And I always ask, when I do like a lot of like smaller classes, I always ask practices, what makes them different? Okay. How does someone differentiate between you and the dentist down the road? Oh, we're great at customer service. Everybody tells you that they're great at customer service. That's not a differentiating factor. Okay.
We'll treat you like family.
Right, right. Everybody does that. We have technology. Everybody has technology. So honestly, unfortunately, it comes down to how you look online, and reviews play a huge role in that. You have to differentiate yourself in what people say about your practice. Okay. The doctor called me ahead of time. The doctor called me afterwards. The doctor took me to my dental appointment at a specialist. Those are things that make the difference. And those are things that people are going to talk about, because they're going to talk about things that are remarkably good or remarkably bad. And if it's remarkably bad, they're going to go online and bash you, versus when it's online, when it's positive or remarkably good, you have to almost entice them to write about you online. But you want to capture those stories online, okay? So you want to capture a star rating of 5, obviously, but you want there to be a story being told, not just great experience. The patients should tell a story when they're writing these reviews. That's what separates you from the competition.
You've touched briefly on the impact that online reviews has on dental practice growth and patient acquisition, why it's important. We mentioned visibility. We mentioned on the perception that people have. Can you give us just a summary for dentists of, okay, Len, I hear what you're saying. How is this truly impacting my patient acquisition and the bottom line of my business?
So let's take a practice that's investing in marketing online, okay? And I always tell people that unless you have a steady flow of reviews, you're wasting your money if you're spending a lot of money on marketing, okay? Because the reviews are the baseline. It's the foundation that exists, okay? And you have to have a great foundation in order to build that dental marketing up on top of it. If you don't have a great foundation of reviews, then in my opinion, the marketing that you're going to do is actually going to suffer. You're going to have negative ROI if you do not have a foundation of reviews. So I tell people, don't get a new website. So I always say to them, well, I'm looking at a new website. Well, what's the reason that you're looking for a new website? And I say, I'm not going to give you the answer, but what's the reason? Well, I want to be more modern. I'm like, that's not the reason. Okay. The answer is that you want to get more new patients. Simple. Okay. The goal of a website redesign is you want more new patients. Okay. But if you don't have visibility and credibility, then the website brings zero ROI. Also, let's say you're doing AdWords. So you're spending money for Google to advertise for you. Okay. Ultimately, they're going to see this ad. They're going to think really highly of your ad. They're going to go check you out online, and they're going to see you have 18 reviews with a 4-point star rating. They're not going to come in. That is why I think the most important thing about reviews is it allows you to unlock what I call the key to be able to market your practice to bring more new patients in. So that foundation has to be set properly, or else things are going to fail on top of it. So to me, that's one of the most important things as to why you need to focus on reputation, because anything else you're going to do is going to fail. Okay. I met someone who's doing TV ads. They're literally spending about $3,000 to $5,000 a month on ads on TV. Okay. They have 3.3 stars with 28 reviews. I'm like, that's a waste of money. Well, we're getting patients from it. I'm like, I'm sure you are, but I guarantee you're not getting all the patients that were to come in. So you got to focus on fixing those things first before you go into this huge expense on marketing your practice online. So I think that's one of the biggest things that this whole, in terms of ROI. Now, how do you know it's actually working for you? You have to be very on top of things, and you have to ask patients directly, how did you hear about my office? Or why did you pick me over all those other offices near me? And when you ask enough questions, it's going to be, well, I read about you online. I read your reviews. I love what people had to say about you. And that's why I came into your office. It may have been, I saw the ad, and also I saw your website, or I got a referral. But even when patients are referred to you, they no longer just pick up the phone and call. They don't do that. Okay. They're going to go, okay, let me see what other people say about them. And they're going to look you up online. And if you don't have that reputation to support it, they may not come in. So that's really where I think the reviews are kind of the most important thing a practice has to pay attention to, because it affects everything else they're doing in that practice, as well as how much the practice is earning from the marketing that they're doing.
Would you go as far as to say that no other marketing or your effort really matters until you have solidified, until you at least, what would you say, in the top three or top five? Like, what's my goal here? Then, like, because I can't just say, you can't just do any mark because you're not there yet. Like, where do I need to focus on getting to lying before you're like, okay, you're in a better place now?
So, you know, it's hard to say you're going to be in a certain spot. I would say that if once you get to 100 reviews, like, and, you know, for, let's say it's between 4.6 and 4.9, can even be 5.0 stars, doesn't matter. When you hit the 100 to 150 reviews, I feel very confident that a practice can be successful marketing their business online.
Okay. What if my competitor has 700?
Well, of course. I mean, people always ask me how many reviews is enough, how many reviews is too much. They're never too much. Okay. You may be in a small town. There's a dentist in a town in Georgia, McDonough, Georgia. They have like 7,000 Google reviews, an insane number of reviews. So if you're in that small town, you have to, that's your competitor. And then there's towns that are much bigger that have 25 reviews. So it really depends on how your competitor, how many your competitors have definitively, but there's nothing wrong with, you don't have to be equivalent in number of reviews. If you want to market yourself, the key to unlock that is somewhere between 100 and 150. Even if your competitor has 250, 500, 700, to be able to market, that's the number I want you to be at, okay? To really have success in driving those patients organically that are just looking for you, the goal has to be in the map pack. I mean, that's really where you need to be, because you could have 800 reviews and you don't have visibility and nobody sees those 800 reviews, then you're wasting it. Then it doesn't matter for you. So it's a hard thing to answer. It's a combination of those things. But that's why I teach visibility and credibility. If you have both of those things, you have a really good reputation and you're visible, that's where things really work well for you.
And do you have a case study of somebody that you've worked with that you've seen when we really put in the work on the reviews, we built systems in the office to regularly get into, if someone enters the office, this is how we treat them, this we do, before they leave, someone needs to ask them for a review, that, like those type of systems where you can share with us, okay, the practice went from this to this, or how do you, you mentioned it earlier, actually, how do you measure this?
Well, I'll give you an example of an office. So I met an office, I don't want to call them out, but I met an office in 2020, doing a demo on Bird Eye, and they were a startup practice in January of 2020, which was probably like the worst time for someone to start up because COVID shut them down for a couple months after that. And I met them in September of 2020. And they loved what I had to offer them. They were very hesitant to move forward simply because they had just been out of a shutdown. They were a startup practice. Financials were very difficult. So this particular practice was a startup. They had really poor listings, is what we call it, and they didn't have a ton of reviews. They made the decision not to move forward, and that was fine. And I am the least pressure salesperson. I always tell people that. And I said, here's my contact information. You reach out to me however long you want. You need, I'm happy to help you. They also said they wanted to do it themselves. Okay. And I'm like, okay, try to do it yourselves. You can't, but you can try. So I never heard from them again. 3 years later, I met them at the Greater New York Dental Meeting. And I remember who they are. I pulled them up on the map and showed them that in the 3 years, they only had gotten 30 something reviews and the listings were not improved and the ranking actually got worse than when I first spoke to them. And I have a program that I use to show them this. So then they realized that they couldn't do it on their own. Okay. They were obviously in a better financial state and they decided to move forward with the software and they were not making any other changes. They weren't getting a new website. They weren't adding any type of marketing. And in three or four months, I think was the numbers, the ranking online on the local ranking on the maps significantly improved to where they went from a 4% local search volume to a 60% local search volume. And they went from having 13 patients a month, new patients, to almost 25 new patients a month. That is because they had the visibility and the credibility. And when you have both of those things combined, you end up attracting more new patients to their practice. And they had reached out to me to find out how they looked because they saw a dramatic increase in the number of people that were calling their office. That's how this all takes place. So that's a huge success story that I talk about almost every demo that I do and every session I do, because it's a dramatic change in how they appeared online. And all of a sudden saw a huge increase in number of new patients they were doing without actually adding any other type of marketing, which is the key.
Yeah, because often people would think, if you think about dental marketing, you see this, there's so how much this, that, that. But I agree with you. There's certain things that if you can at least just focus on that, starting out on the, some of the things that you mentioned now, then that's going to make a big difference. So you spoke about the impact that it can have. You spoke about a case study. Now I come to you and I say, I agree with you, Len. It is important. I know what you mean. You made your point. How do I get this operating in my office? What do I need to do to actually, because I'm struggling, you know, I mean, dentists wear many hats. I'm struggling. I'm under stress. The staff, I have to hire a new hygienist and it's costing me more than ever before. How do I do this now?
So I think the first thing I always teach offices is that they have to decide, they have to commit themselves to doing this. Okay. So you have to make the commitment, number one. Number two is once you make the commitment, I think you have to create a reputation culture in your office. And what I mean by that is when someone comes into the office, they're going to have their teeth worked on. They're going to then be asked at some point to write a review. You have to know that you're being observed and watched, and someone's going to report on your behavior through a review. That's what it is. And if you create this reputation culture and you know this is going to happen, you treat the patients with the best customer service. So the customer service has to be top notch. Okay. Remember, most dental reviews that you see don't talk about services. Okay. They don't know if their dentistry was bad. They don't know if they have an open margin on their crown. They know if they were treated well and they're happy and they had no pain. That's what the people talk about. If you ran late, they're going to talk about it. If there was a money issue, they're going to talk about it. Okay. That's what they talk about in these reviews. They also don't really mention team members' names. So they talk about the doctor and team, or the staff at the office was great. The doctor's great. Dr. Tao and his team are great. They don't mention individual people all that often. Okay. So knowing that, I think it comes down to one, you have to ask patients. Now, if you're uncomfortable, the verbiage changes. You want to ask for feedback about the experience. You don't want to ask for a review directly. It sounds like you're begging for it. So you want to ask for feedback about the experience. If team members ask, the more they ask, the more you should get. Unfortunately, it comes down to when a patient goes online to write a review, there is a lot of steps involved to write a review. It's like 14 steps long. And a lot of patients are not going to go to that extent. So in my opinion, I work for BirdEye. I mean, this is not a BirdEye sales pitch, but you need to use an automated system that will do the work for you. And then all you need to do is ask, because these services make the process really easy for the patients. But if you don't ask and don't inform the conversation and let them know that they're going to get a text message that's going to make it very easy for them to write a review, it's very difficult to see success. Okay. When I had my software, iSocial Reviews in 2013 and 14, mine was a fully manual based system. There was no automation there. Okay. We have automation with BirdEye now because we integrate with the practice management software, Dentrix, EagleSoft, Open Dental, all the cloud-based stuff. And when I had my software, I would see jumps. So when they first started, you see a huge jump. I would have a meeting with them 3 months later. It would go down to here. I would meet with them. It would go back up again. You want a steady stream of reviews. Okay. One of the biggest ranking factors now is the velocity of reviews, how many you're getting. Okay. And there's case studies being done, not necessarily on dental offices, but even restaurants. And they showed three restaurants that had very similar number of reviews, but one was clearly outranking the other ones when you did search. And it showed that they were getting a higher velocity of reviews than the other businesses. Okay. So velocity of reviews is very important. You want a consistent flow of reviews, not five one day and then, you know, you wait a month to get more. That doesn't work well for you. As long as you end up with this consistent flow of reviews.
It also looks better.
100%.
If it's like every 2 day, every third day, every fifth day, every eighth day, like four, this, that looks way better in terms of public perception.
Correct. So you want a steady flow of reviews, ideally every day. It's going to be hard, but ideally every day you want at least one review, in my opinion. So the goal should be at least three plus a week. So at the end of the month, you have 12 to 15 reviews. At the end of the year, you have 150 reviews. I mean, that's the way to look at it. So, but you know, it's asking, it's hoping and praying if you just rely on them asking, because you ask 100 patients to write a review online, 98% of them are going to say they're going to do it, but only 5 to 7% actually do it.
Compared to asking someone and saying, yeah, we'll do it. You know that, like, remember to leave us a review, and then you're in that moment and you feel guilty. So you're like, okay, yes, of course I will. But then as soon as you leave the door, it's like, okay, cheers. So I know that happens, as you said now. I want to ask you though, did you see a difference in the BirdEye system? Because if I play devil's advocate, I'll say, hey, if the doctor asked me and showed me a QR code in the office and said, hey, you can just scan it and go, is that success rate higher in what you've seen in internal efforts or getting that text? Because I get it from restaurants often, and I would just be like, nah, it was a good thing, but I'm not getting it. So what's your opinion there on those two types of efforts?
So I want to be clear. So QR codes work. The patient still has to do a lot of the work. The problem is if they're doing the QR code in the office and writing the review in the office, then because of location services being on their phone, as well as Wi-Fi access in the office, Google and the other providers will see that the reviews are being left in the physical office space. And based on what I see over time is they lose reviews when that happens. So I don't recommend, I don't like the fact that offices use the tap device, one of those pop devices. Those are not good for business. I mean, I've seen many offices really get in trouble using that over and over and over again. The why I like the text after the appointment is because they're not in the office space at all. Okay. So it's done at home. There's no issues of people thinking that they're being, or you're manipulating them, the reviews. Because again, if you ask a patient to do a review and say, here's a QR code and you're watching over them to write the review, do you think they're going to write something negative? Of course not. That's why when you use Google Maps to go to a restaurant, okay, you get a review request from Google, but it doesn't happen till the next day. It doesn't happen while you're physically in the restaurant eating. They want to wait till there's no bias anymore. So the best time, I think, is to send a text message at the end of the day, just inform the patient that they're going to get one, and then let the automation from the software take over, and you'll get significant success that way.
I have a last question for you. I want to know the future. I know AI is obviously a hot topic right now. Technology is moving fast. Dentistry is moving fast. You've had quite some time in this industry now, and you've seen it grow. Where is this going?
Well, I think a tremendous amount of it is going to be AI, 100% so. And I'll give you an example. So I do Google searches a lot for offices I speak with. I mean, not that I'm practicing anymore. I'm not an owner of my practice. But the practice that I sold, I just did a search for, and I just typed in Pennsylvania Center for Dental Excellence reviews. And the first thing that comes up is the AI overview from Google. I just want to read you what it says. It says the Pennsylvania Center for Dental Excellence receives highly positive reviews with patients praising the friendly and comfortable environment, knowledgeable and general staff, and thorough and efficient dental work. Many reviewers highlight the team's ability to address patients' concern and make them feel at ease during procedures. Here's a more detailed breakdown of the positive feedback, and they list literally, it goes on and on and on about what these basically the reviews show. So it's using AI to come up with this detailed report summary on Google. So this is the future. If you don't make yourself look customer friendly and have great reviews, the AI, when they ask, is not going to look too highly of you. So I think that's a big thing you have to pay attention to. And you don't want bad reviews to appear in the review snippet that's on the Google business listing. So again, this is where this whole reputation culture comes in. It's making the reputation a priority for practices. Because with AI, if you don't look great, it's going to really hurt you. Okay. Now, again, it also, I don't think the visibility part's ever going to change. I'll go over real quick a couple of the big ranking factors so people understand. Number one is velocity of review or total number of reviews. Number two is velocity of reviews. Number three is the total score you have, which again, 4.8, 4.9, all the same thing. Another big ranking factor is total, what is looking at your primary category. So if you're a dentist, you want your primary category to be a dentist. If you're an oral surgeon, you want your primary category to be oral and maxillofacial surgeon. If you're an orthodontist, you want it to be orthodontist. But you also want to make sure you have secondary categories as well. So for a dentist, it could be cosmetic dentist, it could be dental hygiene, it could be teeth whitening services, dental implant provider. There's a lot of different services that you want to select as your secondary categories. Okay. And the other ranking factor is making sure this name, address, and phone number is consistent. There is another aspect of visibility that's on top of the reviews. So just having reviews is only one way to get visible. You actually have to have something else incorporated in that. And that's making sure that the practice's name, address, and phone number is consistent. This is something that's referred to as listing management or citation claiming. All of these directories Google looks at for trust. And if the information isn't consistent, no matter how many reviews you have, you generally don't rank high on the maps. And I have offices galore that have 600, 700 reviews, but their listings are not very consistent and they don't rank. So you need to make sure that that's information, the name, address, and phone number is consistent. Now, just to be very clear, where we see a lot of issues are for people who started up a practice and didn't do it before. We see issues with people who moved their practice to a new address recently. We have people who bought a practice recently. And again, the startup practices, that's where we see the biggest concerns. As an example, if your address is 100 Southeast 22nd Street, Suite A, there's so many different variations of your name that you can have. So you have Street ST, you have Avenue, you have suite numbers, unit numbers, STE. There's so many different variations, and that's where things are going to be problematic for you. So you have to ensure that this data is consistent online, because if it isn't, okay, no matter how many reviews you have, you aren't going to rank online. Okay.
Because Google sees it as different businesses because it's not matching.
Well, Google looks at it as a big trust factor. And if things don't match, they don't know which is the true address and phone number. And then they have problems ranking. Okay. One of the ranking factors you can't change, and that's how close the business is, how close the office is to the center of the city. And Google selects that and you can't change that. Okay. Most other ranking factors you could control. All right. So if you check all those boxes, you generally will rank higher than your competitors. That's really what it comes down to. So in the future, I think it's going to exactly the same. I think there's going to be more put on reviews because, again, reviews have always stayed the same, and I think it's going to only increase. But if you don't put a focus on reviews in your practice, even if you are very satisfied with the number of patients you're seeing, you will see a steady flow of a decrease in flow of new patients, in my opinion. Because there's going to be a competitor who comes in, they're going to have something that I call social capital, and not monetary money capital, but social capital, and they're going to take advantage of the social capital, and they're going to pass you in the rankings, and you're going to wonder why.
Len, that is a perfect note to end it off. Before we go, I want to ask you, if people want to get a hold of you, of course, we will leave it in the show notes too. If you have anything interesting coming up, courses, where people can find you, please let us know.
Sure. So I am very active on social media. So if you simply look me up, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, but you can look me up, you can message me on social media. I am uber responsive. I'll share my cell phone with you because it's all over the internet. I'm not saying something that isn't there, but if you want to text me, you can text me. My phone number is 215-292-2100. You can also go to my website, which is drlentau.com. drlentau.com. On there is all my contact information as well. My email address is len, L-E-N, at drlentau.com. If you want any information about Bird Eye, you certainly can go to Bird Eye's website. I run their dental division, so you're going to get assigned to me as well. So you're going to speak to someone there, and they're going to put you on my calendar anyway. So if you have interest, you can always reach out to me directly, but you can go through Bird Eye's website to learn more about what we do. And I do have an event. My event's in September. It's September 26th and 27th. It's the third year we're doing it. It's called Supercharge Your Dental Practice. It's 13 amazing speakers. It's not just me. It's 13 amazing speakers. We've got two panels, one on increasing practice revenue and one on AI. We've got a ton of sponsors. It's in Fort Lauderdale, Florida at Pier 66 Resort on September 26th and 27th. And we expect 250 plus people there. It's the third year we're doing it. It's at least at this resort for the next 3 years. One of the most beautiful resorts I've ever seen. You can go to superchargerdentalpractice.com and check out what it is. And if you want to save $100 on registration, you can use the code RAVING, R-A-V-I-N-G, which relates to my podcast called Raving Patients. And but that's the information I have to share. And like I said, bring in the questions. I'm happy to answer things. And hopefully I can continue to, lay the framework in the industry for dentists who want to focus on their reputation.
Fantastic. Again, this is such an important part of the success of your practice. Listeners, dentists out there, listen to what was said today. Go and put it into work. I promise you, Len has a lot of experience over me. I've been in the space for 5 years now. We have seen so many dental practices, and this is one of the most important things. So get out there, go get those reviews, focus on your reputation. And if you need more help, you know where to go. Thank you so much. Have a good rest of your day.